What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, M.
Why do you say it so robotically? I go over this every
single
time. That's
my style, yeah. I mean,
welcome back, everyone.
That's not how I said it.
No, you said with my lovely co-host.
That's not how I sound.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, what's going on, M?
Nothing.
You ain't got nothing to share with the people? Nothing exciting? No news?
Oh, I have news, but you won't let me say it, so.
Okay. All right. You got news?
No, I don't got news. I got news that you already know about.
You mean like the news that we're going to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's like the show topics. I'm talking about you.
I ain't got any news. What you mean?
Anybody ever tell you you're horrible at this podcasting thing?
Thank you.
You're just not good. But it's okay, though. That's why I'm here. Put this show on my back.
Go somewhere else. Like, you can leave right now.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Today, we are going to talk about, of course, Elden Ring. More Elden Ring news. Drew a blank there.
What?
Rainbow Six New Vegas. Is it Rainbow Six? Is it Rainbow Six? No, Fallout.
Fallout
New Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas. What is wrong?
I said Rainbow Six. They do have a Rainbow Six Vegas, though.
Yeah, but
that's not what we talk about. We're going to talk about Fallout Vegas, New Vegas 2, and PlayStation State of Play. But first, Em, where can they find us?
At Oddity across all major platforms and some minor.
Let's try that name again, please. What's the name of the podcast?
Audio Oddity.
You can't even say the name of our podcast.
I'm struggling. Wait, hold up. I said Audio Oddity.
Audio Oddity. Okay, continue.
Oddity. And across all major platforms and at gmail.com. audioodyssey@gmail.com.
God. You know what? I host this show and I don't even know where to find this now. That's how bad that was.
Reinstate it.
You can find us across all major social media platforms at Audio Oddity and across all major podcast platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast.
I love how you just like restated what I just said and
basically gaslighted
you into thinking that I didn't say it.
Nobody gaslighted you.
That's gaslighting.
You know, this is being taped, right? We can go back and listen to what you said.
Yes.
I'll
reinstate it. He gaslighted me into thinking I didn't say what I said. I said what I said.
She did not give it right. But anyways, that's wherever you can find us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. We even got a Twitch channel. We even got a YouTube. Now, do we use all these things?
No.
But we have them. They're there. So it's Audio Oddity. It's at Audio Oddity Podcast across all those things. Just put it into your search. We'll come up.
Not to your house, though.
Huh? What are you talking about?
We will come up to your house.
We'll come up like as on your search results.
Yeah, I know, but we won't come up to your house. We won't come up to your house.
Why would you even think that?
I don't know. Some people may get confused.
Okay, creeper. Anyways. but most we're active on Instagram and Twitter if you want to drop us a message. Whatever. You know, hey, love the show. Hey, even if you want to be a guest on the show, drop us a message if you would like to be a guest or you want me or not him. You don't want him as a guest. You want me to guest on your show, drop us a message or you can send us an email at audioodyssey@gmail.com. Right? That's right.
See
you. You should you know what you should do? You should do my ad libs from now on.
Ad libs?
You should be like a Mingo. You know, like the Mingos. You know, like the Migos. You know, the Migos. The rap group Mingos, you know. You don't know
what's an amigo?
The Migos.
Amigos? Like friends?
You never heard of the rap group? I have failed you as a parent. Like, what do you listen to? What is Melanie Martinez.
Why you assume that? I knew that was the first thing you were gonna say.
So the Melanie Martinez crowd don't know who the Migos are.
Why are you generalizing us?
I'm just saying. I'm not generalizing.
Yeah, you are. You're saying, oh, just because one doesn't know, that all of them must.
Okay, let's see how far this goes. You know, like Kodak Black.
Who?
I never realized you. I knew you didn't wasn't heavy in the rap or nothing, but
I'm not heavy.
I didn't realize the severity of it. Really?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
All
right. We're just gonna move on.
Okay. I'm never gonna know. I'm never gonna know. I guess.
Yeah. Remember Bad and Bougie?
Remember Bad and Bougie.
That's the Migos.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
I care why. No, I'm joking.
I'm not even going on with the bit now because...
No, you got to continue.
I mean, it was kind of funny, but you just killed my soul, so thank you. thank you a lot. What? Don't be making that face. I mean...
I care why? Like, what?
Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to the first topic of the day. Don't know the Migos, man. Anyways, okay.
Elden Ring.
So, guess what the number one selling game of February is?
Slime Rancher.
Elden Ring. Elden Ring is the number one selling game of February, and it's also the best-selling game.
That's so cool and so unexpected. I'm so surprised.
Really? It's also the best-selling game of 2022 so far.
We just got into 2022 like a month ago.
Don't steal their thunder.
I'm not saying.
It's the best selling game of the year so far. It beat out Horizon and it beat out Pokemon Arceus. I hope I'm saying that right.
Arceus?
Arceus.
No, it's Arceus.
Anyways, it beat out those two games. Now, let's preface this by saying, let's get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Horizon and Pokemon are both exclusives, meaning they only came out on one console.
Yeah.
While Elden Ring came out multiple.
Xbox.
Yeah, it came
Nintendo.
Out across.
Not Nintendo.
Elden Ring.
Well, that'd be amazing, though. I think it would work better on Nintendo than any other platform.
No.
You don't see it? Like, it would be like a button. Like, it'd be easier to do.
They haven't got enough buttons.
Yeah, they do.
What? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it could work, but
it could work.
I don't know if I want to play Elden Ring on my Switch.
You don't have Switch, so you don't have to worry about that.
I got five Switches in there I can play Elden Ring on.
You what do, but about? Like, yeah, who gonna let you do that?
Who gonna stop me? I bought them all.
Okay,
what right. y'all gonna do? But Elden Ring came off multiple platforms, so there's that. But I mean. You know, there's a lot more PlayStation players probably than
Xbox players.
Yeah, Xbox players.
I play almost everything. I'm one of the Xbox players. I play everything on
Xbox.
Yeah,
but I mean, a lot of people don't. I mean, PlayStation fan base is big. But the point is that Elden Ring is the number one selling game of the year. So with that being said, do you believe Elden Ring will be the game of the year?
Probably.
Yeah, it probably will be most people.
Probably.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Already. I mean, we ain't even halfway through the year.
Yeah. If it came out in 2021, I'm pretty sure it would be the game of the year.
I might do an episode on what the second quarter of 2022 is going to look like as far as game releases, but
mm-hmm.
I just kind of skimmed over it. The only other thing I'm kind of waiting on is Batman, the new Batman mm-hmm. game. Kind of Forspoken.
Mm. What's Forspoken?
It's. We'll go into it later.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of, but yeah, I didn't see anything else that kind of, I mean, unless they're going to drop something, you know, God of War is coming this year, you know, or something like that, which I don't
Sims
think God of War is coming.
Five.
Oh yeah. That's Sims 5 hits this year. You know, that might take it out.
Yes.
No, but so definitely. Far, Elden Ring is definitely my game of the year. Definitely. Yeah, not.
Elden Ring so far anyway, unless like something you really, really like another open world RPG kind of
GTA 6 surprise drops in December, you know, or something like that, you know. But
if that something like that happens, then I think that would outrank that. That's something that's really something, yeah, that's like something miracle.
Very rare. I mean, that's
probably, like a miracle, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It's probably not gonna happen. So I'm gonna go out on a limb and just say that Elden Ring will be the game of the year. Well, you know, there's different you know, outlets that do their game of the year. So of course, I'm pretty sure different games are going to win across some different outlets, but I think majority Elden Ring will be everybody's game of the year.
Yeah.
Majority wise.
Yeah, because it's one of the biggest games that came out.
Yeah, people are still talking about it. I mean, it's what, a month now?
Mm-hmm.
People are still talking about it. And then people, like, I look at the Twitter and you know, people are talking about it. And people are like, I just beat that first boss, you know? So, you know, the game has legs, meaning it's going to go, you know, it's going to be.
Speaking of Elden Ring, where are you at right now?
I got help this morning, Em.
Mm-hmm. I was there. Yeah, I know.
That's right. I got some help this morning. Two of my associates.
Associates. Wow. Associates, not even your friends.
Well, I don't know. It's one of my coworkers and their brother, Vince. Yeah, I consider Vince a friend. I mean, if he called me for something, I'll go see about him, you know. So he's a friend.
I really
and
hope
his,
so.
Yeah, and his brother, which I don't know. I don't know. I never met his brother in person, but he sounds cool too. But they came into my game and they helped me out a lot. His brother's like some, you know, like super knight. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw what he was carrying.
Yeah, he's carrying like this weapon. He's like, oh yeah, this is an in-game weapon. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, that weapon is badass. Can you drop that weapon? You know, get it.
And he was it's something you get later on.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's something you get later on. So hopefully I can find where you can get that weapon. And he dropped me a bunch of runes and stuff, and I mean he helped tremendously.
More than just a couple of runes. Don't
yeah, he gave me
that.
Like 3 million runes or something crazy like that.
Something and, no, I think he gave you around like 300K.
No, it was like 3 million. It was a lot of runes. Like it was a ton of runes. Yeah. Because right now to level me up is like 100,000 runes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to level me up. Yeah. So I was able to get leveled up, which I feel like, you know, looking where other people were in the game, though, because last night I kind of
was your health
going
bar
through.
Like,
oh, yeah, I got a boss health bar now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like one of the ways to progress in this game is you got to have like doing it on your own is a very slow process. But,
very slow process. And you have to be pretty good at the game.
Yeah. I mean, and people do kudos for anyone speedrunning the game, because I don't know how you do it.
I'm not even getting into that, but that's a whole nother level. that's not us. But
you have to be a Souls player, like really. This is my first
hardcore
Souls game.
But yeah,
saw a video not that like a couple of days ago. Like, oh, by the way, my birthday passed.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Em.
Yeah, my birthday passed, and I was like watching TV and stuff, and apparently. So people were like, oh, this is my first Souls game. It's going to be like not that hard. And it's no way everyone else is like, it's not that hard. You know what I mean?
And then they get murdered like the first 50 times.
Yeah,
and
the
breaks
first
their spirit and they never want to touch it again, right?
No. It's like the first. Also, for anyone who rated Elden Ring a 1, who are you? Like,
somebody rated Elden Ring a 1?
Yes. There's people
there. There's people who can't play. That's because it's hard. I mean.
Yeah, it's hard, but doesn't mean rated a 1.
I know. I've been over
who
this.
Who are you? Are you living in a basement somewhere? Well, are you not? Like, I mean, I'm not judging you, but I'm judging you because you rated it a 1. Like, what?
Just go play Slime Rancher, you know?
For real. Go back to playing whatever. Okay,
yeah,
I'm being mean.
Yeah, just don't be mean. But, I mean, Elden Ring's hard, but it's not a 1.
Yeah,
nowhere near
not,
a 1.
It's not a 1. Maybe if it's giving like a 3, maybe. Like even that. No, it's definitely not a 3, but if you gave it a 3, maybe
something
like you. I will
accept nothing less on a scale 1 to 10.
Than a 4?
No, than a 9. The game is no. And if you say anything else.
Oh no, I'm talking about 1 out of 5.
Oh, 1 out of 5, a 4.
Yeah,
that's all
4.
I'm taking. That's all I'm taking for the game. Like I'm not. That's just me personally, though. But they're not games for everybody.
They're not games for everyone. But for you to rate it a 1 just because you can't play the game or you just rage quit the game because you couldn't beat a boss seems kind of like crybaby-ish.
And
you know
it's like
me
rating, you know, Sims a 1. You know, it's like that's just hating because
yeah, you don't
play Sims, but it's not a
it's
one.
Like, I mean, it's like, don't play the game if you, like, oh, I don't like fighting games. I don't like RPG games. Why the hell are you playing Elden Ring?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. People did waste their money like that, too. Yeah. I saw, like, people were like, oh, I never played a Souls game. I don't really like these games. Let me buy Elden Ring because it's the hype right now.
And yeah, then don't
they
do
buy
that.
It, and then they die, and then they
and
die,
then,
and
then they
die
start rating it, and it gets
then it's like, oh, this game sucks, you know, and, you know, whatever. But anyways,
and
it's
the writing whole paragraphs, to be honest. Like,
look, I'm yeah. not, we're not going to get into the hate. We're all about positivity here.
Positivity.
But anyways, it's the number one best-selling game of the year so far right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it still dominates my Twitter line, my Twitter thread. So people still enjoying it. I mean, I've been playing for, you know, I got it launch day and I've been playing mm-hmm. and I'm just now made like some like real progress, you know, with help of others this morning. So,
yeah.
You know, which I wasn't doing bad before. I was like a level 40. I was looking at other people like playing by themselves.
Yeah, and they were level 340.
No. They were like around me. They were like level, some people were lower than me, 35. I'm a level 44 or 46.
But that was with our hacks and stuff. Would you have been able to do it by myself?
Still.
Yeah.
I was still doing it alone. Yeah. And it still wasn't like major life changing.
Yeah.
I still.
It was like grind. It was a grind.
It was a grind, you know.
Even with the hacks that are given by other people, it's still a grind.
Matter of fact, when these guys coming in my game, I was in a cave trying to grind and get a spell.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you got the best spell already, that rock throw.
Also, yeah.
And I didn't even know you can lock on enemies.
Yeah, like, I was about to say, you didn't know that you could
that
lock
out. Yeah, I was like, what?
I'm a little bit like weird out by that because I knew you could lock on enemies and I totally forgot that whenever you got the rock throwing spell.
Yeah, I didn't know. And I was throwing rocks in the air.
It was like going past the enemies and stuff.
Yeah,
and like,
it just wasn't good. So. Anyway, so yeah, Elden Ring, best-selling game so far this year, and my game of the year so far. Who knows? I might pick up something else this year. I'll be like, oh my lord, you know, but I don't
or
know.
You might not want, like, the endings you get throughout the whole game.
Yeah, exactly. I might get to the end of Elden Ring and be like, that's
there's
it.
There's multiple endings to the game, by the way.
Yes, there's multiple endings. There's multiple quests. There's multiple everything. I'll probably be playing Elden Ring for the rest of the year, I mean, to be honest with you, because I'm going to want to be super OP.
Yeah, I want to be.
Yeah, I want
to
get to where
I'm right now, but you're not. But
I'm not super OP.
You're
right
not super
now.
OP, but you're like.
Yeah, we fought Godric today, and I was just like,
he one shot you?
No, he couldn't one shot me anymore. But with the person I was playing with, he's way higher than me.
You defeated Magritte, and then. Yeah.
And then we went and fought Godric, and we
beat Godric.
The Sentinel. Yeah, Sentinel. I beat the Tree Sentinel today. Yeah, that was an accomplishment. So
he finally got what he deserved.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Cursed him. He did. All right. Anyways, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What? You play Fallout New Vegas.
Yes, I did.
Right? You play that.
I picked it up again because it was my birthday and stuff. I was like, I'm going to go check it out because I never finished the game.
Right.
But I was somewhere across the map. I was like, I think where I stopped, it was after I got the mess. If you haven't played, Fallout New Vegas, go play it. Simple.
Yeah,
that.
We're not doing spoilers for like a 15-year-old game. Yeah. This game's old, so.
Yeah. Go play it. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
but
not too soon.
After I got the message from Caesar's messenger, basically telling me all the crimes I've committed against Caesar and stuff, like I was forgiven, basically. And I did a couple stuff against the NCR and stuff like that. Because I like the characters in the at NCR, but the NCR by itself, I don't know how I feel about that. And Caesar's Legion, I don't know what they're doing. Don't know. They're just literally murderers and criminals and rapists and all those bad stuff. Like, all the bad stuff in the game.
Okay.
They are, though. That was literally a plot point in the game. I think one part... actually, I don't think it was them. I think it was another...
This just sounds all bad. I play Fallout
before. It's an 18 plus game.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a post-apocalyptic type stuff.
Yeah, so just all murdering. They murdered a whole town. It was a plot point in the game where they murdered a whole entire town just for no reason. It was called Nippleton or something. And I just go there and they were like, send a message to Caesar's Legion and yada, 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 and all this stuff. I delivered the platinum chip from Benny after I was like kind of snuck up. I would like to discuss that. I didn't think that. I wish I the
I wasn't looking for a synopsis of the game.
I wasn't getting a synopsis.
I just had a question. That's all. I mean, you telling me the whole game.
I'm not giving you the whole game. I'm really. I wish there. Oh, I guess you get into that later.
Yeah. I just had a question. So they said that there's talking rumors of Fallout New Vegas 2.
Really?
Right. Of redoing one? Yeah.
I already knew. I don't know
how. Yeah, I think you knew this.
Yeah.
My question is, what would you like to see? What are the upgrades you would like to see in Fallout New Vegas 2?
So,
if they were doing this.
If they end up doing this, I would be completely all over it.
Not Rainbow Six Vegas. Let's state it. I'm talking Fallout Vegas.
Rainbow Six Vegas. That's horrible. I don't want it to be something like Fallout 76 where it's a multiplayer game that's crap. Okay. Don't want it to be Fallout 4 because that game wasn't that good. And I'd rather Fallout 3 over Fallout. I'd rather Fallout 3 over Fallout 4.
Okay.
I like Fallout New Vegas the best. I don't want it to be either of those things. But I want it to be closest to Fallout 3 than Fallout 4 because I'm not saying give it shitty graphics or anything, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying like give it something like get the storyline more like salt and stuff and like, you know what I mean? Salt and pepper. You know what I mean?
So you want it to be darker than New Vegas?
No, not dark. No, not darker. I'm just saying, well, it's Fallout 3 darker.
It's pretty dark. I mean,
no, it's not. It's not that bad. It's.
You just said a village of people get murdered. We were just talking about this.
It's dark, but like, yeah, I like the storyline. I like everything in Fallout, and especially that it's open world and stuff like that. But I wish that some of the, you know, the attributes you get, like, oh, you got Widow, Black Widow, that you can do something against men. That wasn't used until the very end of New Vegas. And I was like, because I never got the option for any other.
Oh, so you just wish they'll like push stuff like that a little earlier in the game. So
not earlier. I had to trade the whole entire game. I didn't use it until I got to Benny. And it was like, I seduced Benny and like got him to get alone and then murdered him.
And the game is dark. Go ahead.
I wish there was big, like, places to get to, like, Fallout New... I liked... You can really go anywhere in Fallout 4 and Fallout 3, stuff like that.
Yeah, open world,
but I really love the lights and stuff and the big-ass casino, Lucky 38 building was my favorite
building. Of course, this is going to have... It's going to be next-gen, so it's going to have all the upgraded graphics and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know that.
I really want it to be, like, as magical as that, though.
How about just, like, the mechanics of the game? Would you like to stick with, like, the way it plays?
Oh,
like,
make me be able to run. Don't play with me. Like, I'm
you can't run?
You can't run very fast. I mean, you can run. Can you run? I don't think you can run.
Hold on. It's Fallout. Fallout's first person, right?
Yeah. Fallout's, you can also make it third person.
Yeah, that's right. It did have that mechanic in it where you can hit the button and see. But it looks weird, though.
Yeah, it looks unnatural. It's too close to the head.
Yeah, it looks very unnatural.
But one of the major things I would love for them to do that they didn't fix in Fallout 4, that they did not fix in Fallout 3. I don't know if they fixed. I didn't play Fallout 3 that much, but don't get me started on the what do you call them? Giant monsters.
The rats?
Not the rats. They're
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The Demogorgon looking thing.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're god. Like they're basically god soldiers. You know what I mean? Like they're OP for no reason. They one shot you no matter what level you are. So you want
to tone down?
Tone it down, definitely. They fixed that in Fallout 4. I don't know if they fixed it in Fallout 3, but they definitely did not fix it in New Vegas because it sucked. I'd be trying to clear the monsters first alone, and there'd be like 380 of them, and they're not any. You can't kill one. I tried a rocket launcher. Mm-hmm. I was level like maybe I think, I don't know what level I was, but I was level something, and all my stats were really good. My stats were really good. I could have beat them if I really wanted to. I could have beat them if they were beatable, but they're not beatable. They're just Demogorging. They basically one shot you. If you gotta use a gun because you can't get close to them to like stab them or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I killed one in Fallout 4, and that wasn't that hard. I was like, what happened to the stuff from like then where they come down and just murder you, slaughter you all over? Like, I don't know. I hated it so much.
All right. I gotcha. All right.
Just fix that and it would be.
So just, which I'm sure if they fixed it in 4 already, then I'm sure in a new game it's gonna be the same. So that's it. But pretty much, so it sounds like you don't have many complaints. Just,
I really like the game.
Once they upgrade the graphics and stuff, and it's not like you're gonna be all over this.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I just wish they don't make it as plain as looking as.
Well, it's not gonna be, of course. It's gonna be way, I'm sure.
I loved Fallout New Vegas, Free Ridge, and like all of that. It was very, and then New Vegas, the not the slide, the slip.
Yeah.
The slip. It was the slip.
Yeah. Think so. It's been years.
Yeah, the slip. I loved that place, that Lucky 38, the casinos, all of that was very bright and very like new. Like, I loved it so much. It was so good.
You know what I love?
What?
For you to stop tapping on the table and ruining the audio of my podcast.
I'm not ruining it. Damn. I tapped on it like this.
Just quit. Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. There you have it. So Fallout New Vegas. No telling when we're going to see this.
Probably not until like 4 years later.
If it even happens.
Yeah, if it does.
But I just wanted to hear, since I saw you playing it the other day, I was like, I wonder what M wants to see in the next one, you know, when it comes out. So, yeah. So before we get out of here, M, I'm going to do a quick rundown. So PlayStation had a State of Play.
What's a State of Play?
You know, where they like showcase all their games or whatever, you know, upcoming games. It was only like 20 minutes long. It wasn't, you know, a whole big deal about it, but I'm just going to run down quick what they showed there real quick just for everybody. So just real quick, I'm not going to go in a whole lot of detail, but just real quick. If you hear something you want to hear about, stop me and be like, hey, what is that? You know? So the first was Exo Primal. It's a it's by Capcom. It's a co-op dinosaur shooter. I guess you're hunting dinosaurs or whatever.
Jurassic Park? Hello?
Yeah, something like that. They showed a new trailer for Ghostwire Tokyo, which looked pretty cool. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin.
Oh, I might get into that.
That comes out soon, March 18th. I think it leaked earlier, and I think there's demos available too if you want to play.
Fairy Tale?
No, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, not Fairy Tale.
It's called Stranger of Paradise. I don't know. I kind of got off the Final Fantasy train.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. Forspoken, which was delayed into October 11th, they showed another trailer of that. And to answer your question, Forspoken is an action role-playing video game. So it's action role-play. It's like Magic.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me.
Stop coughing and ruining the audio.
I know, right? I need water. Okay, so yeah, it's an action, you know, it's like Magic and whatever. I don't know, but it looked cool. I might check it out. Next up, they showed a trailer for Gundam Evolution. You know Gundam, the big Gundam, you know, Voltron-looking things, you know what I'm saying? That's coming out.
Sure it's not pronounced Gangnam?
No, it's Gundam.
Gundam.
It's coming out later this year, supposedly, in the spring. So that's like now, like soon. Yeah, supposedly. Oh, this is my favorite thing there. The Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection. They're releasing a collection of all the Ninja Turtle games. I think it's like 16 of them in one collection. Oh, I'm getting on that.
I'm good.
I'm gonna take a break from Elden Ring just for that. Not too long of a break. Just like like a half a day or something. It won't take long to play them games. But yes, I'm getting that digitally. I need that. That's going to be good. Next, they show Giga Bash, some kind of brawler game. It's coming out this year. The Kyle Bunga collection is coming out this year. I don't think they gave it a date yet, but it'll be here this year too. So, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
The game?
Yeah, a game. It's going to be a all-star battle royal. I guess a fighting game of JoJo Bizarre. Actually, that sounds pretty cool, kind of. Oh, actually, this is a remake. They already have this game. They're remaking it. Mm. And yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool. I watch JoJo on and off here and there.
I don't watch it at all.
It's okay. It's pretty cool. Next, they have Trek to Yomi. It's a black and white slasher inspired by old samurai movies. Mm. It looked all right. It looked pretty cool. Next, okay, Returnal is getting an update, DLC, and now it's also getting a co-op mode. You remember Returnal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the game.
That roguelike game? Nah, I'm not playing that. But co-op sounds kind of, I don't know, maybe with somebody else to like do all the work, you know?
Do all the work. Okay, so you letting people carry you is not.
Don't shame me. Don't you dare shame me.
I'm just saying, I did all the work myself in Fallout, so.
Don't shame me. All right. And lastly, it ended with two new games from Square Enix. The first was a strategy RPG called Diophil Chronicle. And the last one was Valkyrie Elysium. And both are due out 2022. So this year. And that was pretty much it. I mean, a lot of people like hyped it up and, you know how it goes. We're going to have an event. Next thing you know, oh, they're going to announce GTA 6 here. You know, they're going to announce it's going to be a brand new, you know, Metal Gear. And in reality, it's never going to be none of that. Like, normally when it's that, they're going to say it's that. Yeah. And even PlayStation comes out before these things are like, please don't expect the world. It's not. Yeah. This isn't going to be that great. You know. But, you know, we're dreamers, you know.
Yeah.
We want everything all at once, you know. You know, we wanted new footage, you know, God of War with a release date. And, you know, we wanted everything. Excuse me. So.
You okay?
No, I'm not. I need water. So, yeah, we didn't get into that. So, that's it. That's it this week. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
You want to plug anything? You got anything going on?
Go play Fallout right now.
Go play Fallout New Vegas.
Even though it's like a 15-year-old game, it's a really good game.
I think it's on Game Pass.
I guarantee that it will rank over your Fallout playthroughs, I'm telling you.
Okay, so if you haven't played, Fallout New Vegas is actually very popular. It's most people's favorite Fallout. Yeah. But if you haven't played Fallout New Vegas, go play Fallout New Vegas. Or you can wait till they actually announce Fallout New Vegas 2.
And then shoot.
Yeah, and then go play 1.
Do you know if it's going to be like a reboot of Fallout? Or 4?
I'm not sure.
Rumors that it's going to be a Fallout 2.
Yeah, just going to be a Fallout 2. So I'm guessing sequel. I don't know. I have no idea. But so once again, this is the Audio Oddity podcast. You can find us across all major social media platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast. Drop us a link. Visit us on social media.
Don't drop us a link.
Okay. You can, DM us, email us, audiooditypodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to, thank you to, before I get out of here too, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning, I was also a guest on a Backlit Cinema podcast with Zoe, and you can check me out. I'm not sure when that episode is releasing. Maybe today. I'm not sure. But Backlit Cinema podcast with Zoe, we were talking about Batman Returns was the movie, and I just want to thank Zoe for having me on once again. Always a fun time with that dude. Always. And he always reminds me how much my show actually sucks when I look at his show. Thank him for that, too. But, you can check me out on there. And, also, as you know, he reminded me of this, too. He said it on his show. If you do run across the podcast, please, across on Apple Podcasts or whatever, rate and review the podcast. It really helps us out a lot. You know, to push us to the top of the algorithm or, you know, at least some of the algorithm. So, yeah, rate and review the podcast, you know, even if you give it 1 star, you know, That's fine too.
That's something to improve on, like to know what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, at least you know what to do and wrong. Yeah, I mean, I will probably hunt you down, but
shut up.
We will have something to improve on, though. I'd be arguing with him in the review comments.
Well, actually,
you don't understand podcasting. You know,
they only talk about video games. It's a video game podcast. It's a video game podcast.
No, but also thanks for all the Twitter love. We hit over 100 followers on Twitter.
Like Wendy's.
Wendy's. Start running a Twitter like Wendy's. Wendy's Audio Oddity, roast me. Nah, I'm not doing that. But yeah, thanks for all the Twitter love. We reached over 100 followers on Twitter, which is like, that's like a huge deal for us because we were so far out the Twitter game.
Yeah.
And getting a lot of good shout outs on Twitter, I think I mentioned before. So
did you fix our Twitter handle?
Thank you. No, I did. It's still the same handle. So I'm just rocking with it now. It's a part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our Twitter handle is actually backwards. It's Oddity Audio, thanks to him. But that doesn't matter because if you put in Audio Oddity, I'm sure we'll come up somewhere. I'm positive of it. So appreciate for all the love I'm getting there, the people that repost us and shout us out and everything. So I think that's it. Like I said in the beginning, drop us an email, audioodditypodcast@gmail.com, or you can just direct message us on Instagram or Twitter or whatever social media. We're on Facebook and everything about guest hosting, or if you want to come on the show, you know, if it lines up with what you like.